"Listen," said Holmes sharply. "Look out, it's coming."
I heard him make his revolver ready to fire, and I did the same. There was a sound of quick, light footsteps from inside the curtain of fog. The thick cloud had crept to within 50 meters of where we were hidden. We tried to see into it, and wondered what horrible thing would appear. I looked at Holmes. His eyes were fixed on the place where the path disappeared into the fog. He was pale, but his eyes were bright. He looked like a man who was going to win the most important game of his life. Then suddenly his eyes nearly jumped out of his head, and his mouth opened in frightened surprise. I looked away from him to see what his eyes were fixed on.
When I saw the awful shape that was coming towards us out of the fog, my blood turned cold. The revolver nearly fell from my hands, and my whole body froze with fear. I saw a hound, an enormous black hound. It was bigger than any dog I had ever seen. But it was something else that filled us with terror. No human eye had ever seen a hound like this one. Fire came from its open mouth. Its eyes were burning. Flames covered its head and body. It was a more horrible sight than anyone could imagine. A hellhound sent by the devil. It was not a creature of the natural world. The huge, black, burning hound ran quickly and silently after Sir Henry. Far away along the path, we saw him turn and look back at the hound. His face was white in the moonlight, and his hands were lifted in horror. He watched helplessly as the terrible creature got closer to him. We were so frozen by the ghostly and unnatural sight that we let the hound go past us, and we could not move. Our friend was near to death, and we were helpless with fear.